I'm a street fighter.
What?
Street? Sharon comes in with the elbows.
It's all right. I won't fight. I mean, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But if you annoy me, I'll drag you.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. Today's guest is a two-time national champion, Golden Girls champion, and Women's Winter Box Cup champion at the age of 18. Francesca Hennessy is an up-and-coming boxing star to watch, who's also been the face of Women in Sports and Stronger Sports Bra campaign, which calls for the UK government to subsidise sports kits, including bras, for girls from low-income families, after it was found that 36% of girls aged 11 to 18 don't wear a sports bra when participating in PE or at sports in school. So welcome to the studio. Studio. Fran,
can I just say, please don't punch me for asking you a question.
No.
Please.
No, not literally.
I always find it really funny because I know you, and like I always see you as like, oh, sweet little Fran. But yeah. if I pissed you off, you'd punch me.
I would not punch. Honestly, I hate. If you put me in a boxing ring, you know I'm on smoke. But outside, I'm like, no confrontation, please. Like,
I could see that actually.
I hate confrontation. I can't stand it.
So everyone knows who your dad is, right? So yeah. Can you give us a little bit about your background and what motivated you to want to start boxing? Because your sister doesn't box.
No, she doesn't. Well, basically, I was a bit of a tomboy when I was younger, you know, followed my brother around. And yeah, so I'd follow him everywhere. He'd be boxing. My dad would be going with him boxing. I'd beg them to go to the boxing gym with me. They wouldn't really take much notice of me. But like when I'd be in the boxing gym and my dad would look over, I'd like go really hard on the bag and stuff. But my mum and dad, like they never wanted me to box, even though obviously we're in a boxing family. They just never really wanted their little girl to box, you know. But until we went to a gym one day and this girl needed sparring, they was like, oh, can you spar? My dad was like, no, she doesn't have a gum shield. Pulled gum shield out of my bag. So she doesn't have a head guard. Pulled a head guard out of my bag. And I got in there and my dad was like, wow, she's been watching everything we've been doing. And then from that day, he was just like, you can box.
Do you think it was a protective thing or the fact that you were a girl, they were a bit like, about you boxing?
I think a bit of both, to be honest. I do think they was looking at me like, oh, she's our little girl. We don't want her to get punched, you know. It was like a new thing at the time for female boxers to be boxing and stuff. Because this was when I was about 11, 10, like I was only young. But yeah, I think also it was a protective thing. Because obviously my dad's been there, like he's seen things. And he already had his son doing it. So I think he just was like, yeah, not my daughter as well.
Do you think it was the fact they were like, no, you shouldn't do it, that pushed you or spurred you on to want to get into it?
Definitely. Like, it made me, like, a lot more strong. I believe it's made me what I am now, you know, like, yeah. Very headstrong, push through things. And, yeah, it made my love a lot more for the sport, because when you can't have something, you want it more, don't you, really? So, yeah, it made me want it more.
I mean, there's so many people are always hesitant about unconventional career choices, and like you said, boxing for women is considered an unconventional career choice. Yeah. How do you deal with people with skepticism and people's doubts of you when you try to prove yourself in a boxing ring?
You know what? I like, if someone says to me they don't believe females should box or something, obviously I take offence to it deep down, but I just say, do you know what? If that's your opinion, that's your opinion. And I believe when I get in there, I'll prove them wrong every time, because I know the work I'm putting in is just the same amount as what a man puts in. And so, like, why shouldn't I get the opportunity to do what they do if I'm good at it? Or...
Well, I think it's down to the fact that it's always been male-dominated industry, but isn't all sport in general generally just male-dominated?
Yeah.
And I can imagine it gives you really unique challenges that maybe your brother would never necessarily face. So, yeah. You know, do you have any, like, notable experiences when as a female athlete that you had to deal with that your brother would never have to?
I've had people say to me before, I have people say to me all the time they don't agree with girls boxing. And obviously, like, where it's my life, it's literally, I don't think I can function properly about it. Obviously you get offended by it, and I don't see why people think that I shouldn't have the chance to do what they do just because I'm a female, you know. Like you don't even, I'm a girly girl, I love, you know, dressing up, I love putting makeup on. But it doesn't mean I can't get in there and, you know, throw hands if I need to. So it is hard when you get comments thrown at you and people like, oh, because you're a girl, you shouldn't, don't get punched in your pretty face. Like, it's a nice, but yeah, it's hard. But
do you think it means you don't get the same level of like support when it comes to training camps as your male athlete counterparts?
No, to be honest, my training camp, like my dad's, my trainer Brad, you know, they're all very supportive of me. And obviously now women's boxing's a way bigger thing. People are learning to live with it a bit more. Like, so my training camp, I get pushed just as hard as like my brother does. So it's fine for me now, but it might have been different for girls back in the day, like with things like that.
Or maybe like if they hadn't had like family.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine, like, I mean, it's not the same level, but my parents were really against me playing football.
Yeah.
Because no. It was like an aggressive sport. So yeah. I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like if I turned around to my mum and was like, by the way, I'm going to start boxing.
No, like, I remember listening in the kitchen and my mum and dad were like saying like if they should let me or not. And they was just like, no, she's not boxing. And I remember I went into them crying and I said, who are you to stop me from doing, like, pursuing my dreams?
Yeah.
And from then they was like, you know, how can we not let her do this? It's because I loved it. Like, I still do. Like, even as a young girl, I loved it. And hearing my parents say, you can't do this, it was horrible because in my head, I'm thinking of all the things I could potentially do and stuff. And yeah.
Have there ever been like moments where you felt like you had to try even harder just to prove yourself to like, maybe not to your family or like your training camp, but like to everyone else around it? Even in the boxing industry?
Definitely, like every day I push very, very hard. Now I try to push myself to the next level just because obviously there is that stigma with girls boxing and there's all different types of things on you. So yeah, I try to push myself as hard as I can just because of those things.
You recently made your Sky Sports debut. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sarah.
It's an amazing milestone, but how much does that moment mean to you? Like, what was it like to actually have to make that debut?
I can't fit into words what it was like to hear that be announced. You know, like, since I've been a young girl, I've been dreaming of this day. So for it to finally happen, it was honestly surreal for me. Like,
do you think it gives you an additional pressure to perform, though?
Of course it does. Like, everyone's looking at me. I'm on a massive platform. I'm a young girl. They're all thinking, is she gonna crumble? Is she not? But for me, pressure pushes me on. And I believe I definitely won't crumble and it will make me a superstar by the way I perform. So
I think there's a weird thing with the boxing industry at the moment where I feel like I can imagine professional athletes get really frustrated with the rise of influencer boxing. Because I can imagine there is so much money in that because of people's followings.
Yeah.
When you've been training your entire life for something and it doesn't get the same level. Like, what do you actually think about influencer boxing?
You know what? Like, a lot of people are against it, but I'm actually not against it. I think, you know, it brings more eyes to the sport. There's a lot more YouTuber fans who are boxing fans now. So I think it's good for the sport. Obviously, yeah, like maybe for the higher level boxers, it's a lot more frustrating for them because they're not getting paid the same amount as these YouTuber boxers, you know. But I see like the likes of Jake Paul and everyone, they put in a lot of hard work, so why shouldn't they get the same chance to do what we do? You know, I'd class him as a boxer now. So.
Would you fight an influencer?
No.
Don't use this as a calling out thing. I don't want people to start coming for me.
No. You know what? No, I would, just because, like, if they turned into an actual boxer and it was there, definitely. But just because if they're just doing it for influencer boxing, I wouldn't want to portray myself that I'm just doing it for that. You know, I'm just a female athlete doing what I love. You know, I'm not doing it for the spotlight or whatever. So
if an influencer met you as to where you are, you would? But you wouldn't come to an influencer boxing?
If they, for instance, say they... you know, became actual professional boxer, they actually wanted to pursue it and our paths met, definitely. Like, if it's in the pipeline, of course. But yeah, I wouldn't go into influencer boxing, definitely.
So we obviously, like, in terms of women's sport has come a long way this year, especially with like female football and like now everyone's looking at female sports in general. Do you see your achievements as like an empowering thing for young women, especially ones that want to pursue boxing?
Definitely. Like, I had someone to look up to when I was younger in Savannah Marshall. You know, I always looked up to her. So I'd love to be that person that some other young girls can look up to and, you know, want to do what I do. So I've had like a couple, it's been weird because I had a few young girls, you know, message me and I've said, you know, after my fight, I'll do sessions with them and stuff. But I love stuff like that. I love, you know, helping the younger generation and things like that.
So what would be your biggest piece of advice for any aspiring boxer?
Just try not listen to what anyone else has to say. You know, if you can go as far as you think you can, you know, just keep pushing. Like, it's a hard sport. You have to want it. You can't, you know, just play it. But if you believe you can do it, then don't let anyone else jeopardize that. So
how would you go even, I don't even know how you go about finding like a place to box or train.
Do you know what? You just go like the closest place to you. Everyone thinks like it's intimidating because, you know, obviously boxing, people thinking, oh, it's going to be all. But honestly, you go into a boxing gym, it's the most friendly place. You have, everyone's there. No one cares who you are, what you do, what, you know, no one cares about that. It's just a good community.
I can imagine it. I always thought it'd be a really scary place to be.
Nice.
Because there is a boxing gym near me and I always think about, oh, maybe I'll go. And then I'm like, no, actually, it's too scary.
No, do you know what? It's like, I used to think that when I was younger, but now, like, when I go into a boxing gym, it is my safe space. I love it in there. It's like, you know, it's my
second
home. You're
the scary person I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not that scary, am I? Maybe when I'm across the ring, but not outside.
Beyond boxing, how do you envision how your contributions to sport and empowering young women?
You know, I'd love to be more than just a fighter. You know, I'd love to, like young girls to look up for me for what I stand for, you know, like being a nice person, not just being a fighter inside the ring, how I hold myself outside as well. Yeah, I'd love, even they don't even have to be interested in boxing, just young girls to be able to look up for me for things like that. But
I did see that you did some charity work in terms of getting younger girls to wear sports bras during sport. Like, why was that such an important avenue for you to go down?
For me, I've never struggled with anything like that. You know, I've been lucky enough and privileged enough to be able to always have a sports bra. Whereas other young girls, when I heard that, you know, they were playing sport and they feel self-conscious, you know, because they haven't got a sports bra on, it kind of upset me a little bit because I've never been in that position before. And it just made me feel like I wanted to help them. So if they do have a dream, you know, them not having a sports bra and feeling self-conscious, it could jeopardise that for them. So yeah, it pulled on my heartstrings a little bit.
When I read about the charity work, I thought about when I first started playing sports and I didn't have a sports bra, but it wasn't because it wasn't accessible, but I just didn't even know those things existed because no one in my family really played sport.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think when you get to, like, say young girls, you get to a higher level of sport or something, then you start, you know, noticing it because obviously, like, your boobs are getting bigger, they're jiggling about everywhere, you know, and it can get a bit uncomfortable, say, if you're just wearing a normal bra or... So I think, and a lot of young girls have actually come out and said that they feel self-conscious, you know, if they don't have a sports bra. So I think it's actually quite an important thing that people, like, overlook.
What is the main goal with that charity work and that organisation?
Just like, I think the main goal, to be honest, is to just like involve it in school kit on the list because it's not on a lot of schools' kit list, which
it
should be.
I think that's where I missed out.
Yeah, it should be. Like for young girls wanting to pursue a dream in sport or anything, people think, oh, it's just a sports bra, but they might not want to run as much as they can. They might want to jump as much as they can because they haven't got that on. So I think definitely just to get it on all the school kit lists for young girls, you know, and that would be perfect.
I think it is really, it's generally something that I never considered when I was younger. And like I said, like none of my family ever considered it because they just go down a list of things. And if it's not on there or even considered. And actually I went to an all girls school.
Yeah.
So for it to never be even spoken about at an all girls school.
No.
And I played 3 different types of sport outside of school and no one had ever spoken to me about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever bought my first sports bra until I was like 18.
That's what I mean. It is mad. Like, just because I like didn't really think about anything like that. But when I started getting serious in boxing, then I realised I did need one. Like, because before I actually didn't have one and I was using like just a normal bra. But then when I started getting more serious about boxing and things, you do get self-conscious about those little things, thinking, oh, has my boob popped out? Or anything like that, you know. So I think just in general for young girls, it should be on the kit list.
I think the idea now for me to train without a sports bra would be like me training in jeans.
That's what I mean.
It's that's like, how it's, I equate it to.
It feels uncomfortable, like, and it, as well, like, it can actually damage your boobs as well, just training in a normal bra. Like, a lot of people don't know that, but it can damage your boobs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it can damage.
I just thought if you were boxed, like, you know, I'm not getting punched in it, it'd be fine.
Yeah, it's true, but yeah, I don't know.
How do you balance your personal aspirations with your professional commitments? Because, I mean, you were saying with, when you walked in here today, you'd already trained twice today.
Yeah.
And then being like on a diet plan to gain weight, like to make weight. How do you balance a personal life with that?
When you're like in camp, to be honest, you don't really have your personal life. Like, I wouldn't go out with my friends or I wouldn't do anything like that. When I'm in camp, you know, I'm in the zone. I come to do like things like this, like work-wise. But yeah, it's hard when you're training constantly. The last thing you want to be doing is like going out, or you know, or even if you're on your diet, the last thing you want to be doing is going out and
being around me talking about food all the time.
Yeah,
sorry,
Sharon, you haven't really helped me today. No, but yeah,
but I can imagine that's really hard as like an 18-year-old who realistically should be out socializing. Yeah. And all that stuff.
It is hard. Like, I just had to miss out on my like friend's girl's holiday because my fight got pushed back. But these things, I know they're going to pay off in the meantime. So I love boxing like so much. I don't think I could function properly without it. So I'm prepared to make these sacrifices for it. And you can't live both lives, I don't believe. Obviously, you can enjoy yourself, but you can't be a party girl or drinking all the time because you can't do both.
Are your friends really supportive of your career choice?
Oh yeah, my friends, like, they're so supportive, you know. They come to all my fights.
I love that.
Yeah, they're like, even small things, like, say if I went out, like, they don't care I don't drink. They don't care about things like that. In the past, I had friends who would say, oh, you're boring because you don't drink, you're this, you're that. But my friends now, you know, they're very solid and they like appreciate everything I do. And yeah, they're really supportive.
To be fair, you came out for dinner once with me and I remember being like, oh, she's not going to drink her wine, I'll drink it for her.
Yeah, well,
more for me.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's hard. It's hard because, you know, you see everyone else having fun drinking and stuff. But, you know, when you know it's going to come with it, it's okay.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you knew your Sky Sports debut was coming, glass of wine's irrelevant.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm never going to have that, so... It doesn't you matter
enjoy,
to me.
You enjoy the wine, Sharon.
So, I mean, obviously not everyone is as fortunate as you are to have those supportive friends and those supportive circles. So, you know, if there is anyone out there that is striving to achieve and follow their passions but don't have that same support system, what advice would you give them?
If their friends aren't supporting them, then they need to get new, like, you know, they need to realise that they're not their true friends, you know, like it, having good people around you in a sport like this is very important, and it's very hard to find as well. So I'm very fortunate to have good people around me with what I do, but if you don't, then I'd say leave the people who aren't helping you and try to find, like, don't find obviously, but you know, see the good in people, like, who are going to help you, not people who are going to put you down and try to get you to do things you shouldn't be doing when you're in a sport. Like, you can't be doing stuff like that.
I think as well, if you spend most of your time in a boxing gym, there's no way that you're not going to have friends that...
No, of course. In a boxing gym, everyone's friends. That's the thing. Like, if you're worried about friends and stuff, go to a boxing gym because no one cares who you are, what you're like, what you do. Everyone's just friends in there. Like,
I'll go to the boxing gym, and if I come into work a couple of weeks later with a black eye, I'm going to blame you.
Yeah, blame me. I'll spy you.
I'm not doing that.
Actually, I don't want to spy you.
How is that? I should be scared of you and not the other way around.
No, I'm actually a little bit scared of you, Sharon.
Oh, you don't want to put that message out into the world. I'm not a scary person.
No, I'm joking. She's not.
Maybe if you were not, you could never annoy me, but I'd only be scary if you annoyed me.
Oh, I can get a bit annoying sometimes.
It's all right, don't worry. I promise I won't fight you. But I always ask all of my guests a similar final question.
Yeah.
What piece of advice would you offer to your younger self based on your career and life journey so far?
I'd say to my younger self, I'd say keep pushing, keep striving for what you want to do. Don't listen to anyone, and you're going to get to where you want to get to, and your dreams will come true.
Well, I'm going to be there at your next fight.
Thanks, Sharon.
On the 30th of September. And, you know, if you don't see me or hear me,
I'm pretty sure I will.
Yeah, you definitely will. I think everybody will. But at least you know that I'll be there to support you. So I'm super excited for that.
Thanks,
and I actually can't wait. I've got like a little countdown on my phone.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I actually do. I'll show it to you later. You'll find
joking.
It so funny. I'm ready to go.
Oh, I appreciate this. I thought one.
So at least you know if other people aren't supporting you, I am. So
thanks, Sharon. I appreciate it.
I can't wait.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to see me in action.
No pressure.
No, pressure makes diamonds.
I'd crumble like that. I'd be done.
It's, no, you can't. Oh, yeah, well,
I mean, you thrive off it, right? That's why you're a boxer and not me.
Yeah, I thrive off it. I love it. Live for it.